And begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see.
God has revealed himself to us in many ways. You find him in nature, his creation. You find him in his word contained in the Bible. And you find him through Jesus, his son that he sent for our sake. God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in.
Wow, that is amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94. Former Energy Minister says Zambia not ready to transition to electric buses. MQHZ proposes paid contracts for junior doctors. And all pupils kidnapped from Nigeria Catholic school now free, officials say. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Former Minister of Energy, Yamfa Mukanga, says Zambia is not ready to transition to electric buses due to the country's ongoing energy deficit. His remarks follow government plans to introduce electric buses as part of a shift away from diesel-powered public transport. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukanga said that while the idea is commendable, government must first focus on addressing the energy crisis if the initiative is to be sustainable. It is not possible for the country to transition to electric buses now unless in future after adequate planning, said Mr. Mukanga. Mr. Mukanga stressed that this initiative is only possible if it were to be implemented only for short distances and maintain the diesel-powered public transport for long distances until the country is prepared and ready for full implementation. He explains that long-distance public transport will require frequent recharging, which could cause delays for passengers, therefore the need for government to effectively plan before the implementation. Mr. Mukanga further questioned how government plans to meet the increased electricity demand when the country is already struggling with power generation. He further warned that rushing the initiative within a short period could result in financial losses, as adequate power supply would make it difficult to charge the buses, thereby collapsing the economy.
So it's not possible if you cannot manage a lesser demand. How are you going to manage a big demand? Because if everybody, suppose 80% of the vehicles were electrical today, then the country will run to a halt because there will be no energy that will be able to charge those vehicles. Because some of the vehicles, if they are public transport to charge them, they should maybe charge them for a long time. And if they are not charging coins, what do we do? People will be stranded. So when people are thinking like that, yes, it's good to think about it, but it's not something that will be implemented next year. It won't.
The Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVETA, has signed contracts worth over 10 million kwacha for employer-based training, EBT, and human resources development, HRD, reinforcing its commitment to strengthening Zambia's skills development ecosystem. The authority says this is to strengthen Zambia's human capital by ensuring workforce skills are industry relevant and aligned with national development priorities. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka today, TEVETA board chairperson Ngoza Nkwavilo said the initiative reflects strong collaboration between government, training institutions and the private sector. More than 4.4 million kwacha has been allocated to human resources development aimed at enhancing the capacity of trainers and instructors in the technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training TEVET sector. benefiting over 110 lecturers from both public and private institutions to remain industry aligned and capable of producing a competent and enjoyable workforce, said Mrs. Nkwabilo. She further noted that under the employer-based training financing stream, Taveta has signed contracts involving 3 training providers and 17 employers benefiting more than 718 employees, which aligns with Taveta's revised strategic plan and broader national development objectives, including industrialization and economic transformation. Mrs. Nkwabilo further revealed that earlier this year, Taveta signed additional contracts with 58 employers and 5 training institutions, investing 28.2 million kwacha to benefit 2,557 employees. She further called on more companies and training institutions to engage in employer-based training partnerships and urged Taveta management to intensify awareness of financing windows under the Tevet Fund to broaden impact across the sector.
Today's event is a clear demonstration of our shared commitment to strengthening Zambia's human capital base through strengthened partnerships. Ladies and gentlemen, human resources development investment remains a critical pillar in improving the quality, relevance, and responsiveness of the Tevet sector workforce. Through HRD, we aim to strengthen continuing professional development for trainers and instructors so that they remain current, industry aligned, and capable of competent and
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has proposed reforms to the employment of medical doctors through the introduction of paid, contract-based internships for junior resident medical officers. The proposal aims to address persistent challenges in doctor employment, workforce planning, and sustainability within the public healthcare system. MQHZ Director General Quince Mwabu says under the model, junior doctors undergoing internship would be engaged on fixed 2-year contracts covering the full duration of their training. During this period, doctors would receive a monthly salary and operate under clearly defined terms of service, recognizing the essential clinical services they provide while maintaining the primary purpose of internship as supervised training, said Dr. Mwabu in a statement to RCV News today. He said the move responds to concerns over unpaid or poorly structured internships that have left many medical graduates underemployed or working without pay. Dr. Mao said the contract-based model is designed to prepare doctors for professional success both within and outside the public sector, enabling them to thrive with or without government employment or support. He further said the establishment of predictable, time-bound internship contracts create continuous and guaranteed entry points for newly graduated doctors each year, eliminating prolonged post-graduation waiting periods and preventing the accumulation of unemployed medical graduates seeking internship placement, among others. Dr. Mwau has also emphasized that the proposed reform will not affect doctors who are already on permanent government employment. Instead, it seeks to expand internship opportunities, promote fairness in doctor training, and support the development of a sustainable and self-reliant healthcare workforce in Zambia.
As a bit, we are calling for a major reform in how medical doctors are trained and employed in our country. We propose that all junior doctors receive paid 2-year internship contracts, giving them fair compensation and structured clinical experience. This approach also tackles the growing problem of doctors' unemployment by ensuring predictable entry points for every qualified graduate, so no doctor is left waiting for a placement.
We now join Chela Siluamba on Money Market.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating on the business side on a Monday. As usual, currency market 1.34 is the pound, 1.17 euro. South African rand very strong, 16.69. Japanese yen, I've seen it, 1.157.38. Weak against the dollar, and looking up for Chinese one, given 7.07. Indian rupee, 89.65. Vis-a-vis Australian dollar, 0.66.66. Aussie dollar is quite strong against the dollar, US dollar. And quite a bit of not, it's a seesaw. I've just seen a Stanbic Bank, just as that now they've dropped it, bringing it down, buying at 22.25 and selling it at 22.7. I've seen APSA going on at 22.5 and selling at 22.8. FNB as well, on similar line, have just dropped 22.35, selling at 22.78. The Kwacha appreciation continues, and if you have any dollars, just be mindful, you find yourselves in the levels 22.30, 22.20, that would be the 22.20 that's you selling to the banks. 446, that is Corn International Market, 514, that is we 1064.